All right, welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and I'm not a financial advisor, and this is not financial advice. I just talk about my experiences as a retail investor, and what a crazy weekend it has been. You know, I started this journey, you know, back in the spring of 2021 when I bought a few shares of AMC, hoping for the MOAS, and got devastated in that investment at a 90, almost, you know, around, because I bought at different levels, but average out probably to close to a 90% loss on that. I haven't sold it, still holding it, and but I learned. And one of the big things I learned in this retail investing world, this diamond hand world, this ape world, this crypto world that I got into, was if you could find a meme coin with a ton of zeros in front of it that has the potential to go on a run and eat those zeros, that's when you make the life-changing money. And I always got into these crypto projects late, and then I found one that I liked the people that were involved in it. It was unique, and I saw the effort that was being made every day to support this project. And I said, there's something special here. And I stuck with it. And we went up, we went down, we went up, we went down. And I realized, you know, this, when we go down, that's the time to accumulate. That's the time to buy. A lot of people, they don't quite understand that. When they see stuff go in the toilet, you know, they think, thank God I didn't buy that, right? And but if it's a quality investment, if you know there's value there and you have a feeling it can go up, that's the time to buy if you can, because inevitably when it goes up, that's when you can make your profit. Most people, when they see it running, when they see it peaking, or it's already established, like Tesla or Apple or Google or Microsoft, those are the ones you want to buy. And they're certainly safe investments, Bitcoin, Ethereum, but they've had their run. If you want to get rich, you have to take a little bit of a gamble, actually a lot of bit of a gamble. But anyway, I started with a few shares of AMC, and I ended up with over 3 trillion Decat tokens. And for a long time, it was at 8 zeros and in the 20s. And that's when I accumulated a lot of that 3 trillion. And boy, the last couple of days, we went on a really nice run. I woke up this morning, and we were at 8 zeros and like an 8.2. And I actually did a video update. Now, the problem is when you go on these runs, inevitably people sell, they take profit. And once it starts going down, it sort of kills the momentum for a while. And it gets to, you know, it finds its new bottom, and hopefully it's raised the floor on this run. And people that maybe were on the sideline that wanted to get in, a little more seasoned investors, they know don't buy it when it's going straight up. Wait for it to take that dip. Wait for it to find the new bottom, and then buy. And I hope those people are out there. I hope they're watching Decat, and they pick us up, and we go up. You know, it's funny. This has not been an easy journey. It's been very stressful. I hate that it's taken this long. I don't think I would do this again if I had the choice. But inevitably, you know, I'm here, and I hate the time it took away from my family. And but when you go on these runs like we've had the last few days, it is amazing. And I hope we keep going. A lot of people, I'll see comments like, hey, think of your family, or, you know, are you sure you know what you're doing? And, you know, just to give you a figure, I was like updating my wife. Every time the investment went up by 1,000, I would send her a new text with the new total of where we were at. And of course, we've pulled back since I sent the highest text to her. But every time it went up by 1,000, I would send her a new text. And I sent several of those over the weekend. Let's just say it was a good couple days. Obviously, there's a pullback, and I hope we keep going. But, you know, when people that are worried about me and you'd say, well, why don't you take profit? Why don't you sell now? And I'm like, man, we are, you know, I hate to say it because I know it comes back to haunt people that say it. But like, we're just getting started. We're not on any exchanges. You know, we barely just started. ETH is, you know, when you try to buy it, like I just look right now, if you tried to buy some, it would cost you like $68 in Ethereum fees to buy you know, even if you wanted to buy $50, $20 worth of it, you'd end up paying $68 in fees. And, you know, it seems crazy, you know, to do that. But, you know, I got to tell you, back when it was in the 20s, I did not really have the money to go buying it. But if I did, you know, it was like the fees were like $40, $50. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to buy $100 worth or $200 worth if I'm paying such a large percentage in fees. But the reality is now what you could have bought at 25, you know, it's now safely at 50 and probably closer to 60. You know, it costs you twice as much now. So maybe that 25, you know, the $25 extra, you know, you've been paying in a fee because you weren't going to be able to buy it for free. You would have had to pay something. And sort of 25 for a while was the new low. Like that, to me, that was my new low when I was paying these gas fees. If it got close to 25, I would go ahead and do it. And then it just kept going up and going up, and you keep waiting for it to go lower, and it doesn't. So I was willing to pay, you know, 25, 35 near the end of my buys. So, you know, you really only would have been paying another $10 or $15 to pay the higher gas fees, but you would have gotten twice as much, more than twice as much, if you had bought, you know, a few days ago as opposed to buying it right now. And but you know what? I did my accumulation, you know, like Leonardo DiCaprio says in The Wolf of Wall Street meme, you know, the only problem is you wish you would have bought more, but I have plenty. And one of the things that came up, I'll talk a little bit about, is like my AMC stock. You know, why didn't I sell my AMC and buy DeCat with it? Like, if I wanted that extra money, maybe I could have made that money back. And, you know, it's just, it's such a loss right now. I just can't make sense of selling it. And it's also very personal that I feel like, you know, maybe it was just a bad investment, but I personally feel like there was a crime committed. And it's like, I want that evidence of that crime to be around. And I'm not ready to sell it right now. It's a very emotional thing. I did actually sell some other stocks that I held to get a little extra money to buy some DeCat. And those investments did pay off. Who knows what the actual stocks would have done in the long term, but DeCat ran. It did a, you know, for me, it did at least a 2x. I doubled my money at least when I sold those stocks and bought DeCat with them. But I didn't sell AMC. I couldn't bring myself to hit the sell button on AMC, but the other ones I could. But AMC, it's personal. And I held them. And I think of Pro the Doge a little bit too, that he held his Dogecoin. Even when he was down millions, he didn't sell it. And he always kind of said, you know, towards the end, like, hey, you know, maybe I should have sold $1 million worth of it. But it came back. He's back. Doge is on a run. All these meme coins, the established meme coins are on a run right now. But he held it and he earned that credibility. And there's a part of me that if I'm lucky enough with DeCat to make some real money with it, and I can tell my story. And if I tell my story and people ask me about my AMC shares, it'd be nice to say I'm still holding my AMC shares. I never sold my AMC shares. And I hope other apes appreciate that. They really didn't. I tried to get as many AMC apes as I could to join us in you know, this meme coin adventure, especially with DeCat. No one did. Not that I know of. Most people didn't. I literally tried to give DeCat away to people. They would not take it. I'd say, I'll send you some DeCat. I'll send you some DeCat. One person did it. My brother, he took 5 billion DeCats, and I was happy to give them to him. But back then, 5 billion DeCats, now it goes up in value. You know, back then, they're like, yeah, sure, I'll send you 5 billion. Not a big deal. Well, 5 billion is a little bigger deal now. But it was that hard to even just give it away. People are that suspicious, or they just don't believe in it. And it's okay. You know, I offer it once, and if people say no, then that's it. I don't beg. I mean, you're literally giving people free money, and I will not beg people to take free money. I don't care. I do it. I like to get more people involved in the community, people that I know. I like knowing they're part of the community. And yes, I hope they would join. And if it goes up, they might see it as a valuable investment. But again, I don't push too hard. I learned my lesson with AMC. My father-in-law, my dad, my brother, a very good friend, he got into AMC because of me, and it hurt. It hurt my friend a lot, unfortunately. He made his own decisions. But still, I do feel a little responsible that I was the one that initially called them and said, you got to get into AMC. You got it. This is going to be life-changing money. It's going to be amazing. I was calling a lot of people that I knew because I really thought AMC was going to explode and that I would be the guy that people would be back at, like, thank God you told us about this, you know, and you'd be like a little hero. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I still can't sell it, that maybe I feel I'm on the hook for telling people about AMC. But at any rate, it's been great to see Decat go on a little bit of a run here. You know, like I said, yeah, we've had a pullback in the today. That's to be expected. And hopefully, you know, we have some good, you know, holders there and we found a new floor. And, you know, sooner or later, people are going to recognize the quality. I know what I look at when I look at a charts. Once I see a coin run and you're like, it had its run, it's going to die. And, you know, it seems to find a floor and then bang, it comes back and it goes on another run and it just keeps stair stepping up. And, you know, you keep waiting for that final crash and hopefully it won't come. But it's been, you know, for the other projects that I was in, and I started with, you know, like $50 worth of Doge. And then I had probably, I don't know, maybe a couple thousand dollars of Shiba Inu. And then I traded all that to get into Doge Loan Mars. And I had a few thousand dollars of Doge Loan Mars. And I got spooked after FTX. And I got out of that, got out of crypto. And then I started in the spring of 2023, started to put my toe back in the water a little bit. And then Pepe came along and I missed the boat on Pepe by a couple weeks, but I jumped in as fast as I could. I had to learn how to buy crypto off an exchange. I was used to buying crypto off, you know, crypto.com and Gemini. And I had to learn how to like buy Ethereum and swap Ethereum. And it took me a couple days to do that. And it was fun to watch Pepe go on that run, that little green rocket. But it stalled out. And then the biggest lesson I learned was, yes, you need Ethereum to buy Pepe and a crypto like that. You also need Ethereum to sell it. And my driver's license was all faded in the way that you bought Ethereum. Because again, it was all new to me. It wouldn't read my driver's license. So I couldn't buy the Ethereum. I had to buy it on another exchange, let it settle and then transfer it over. And that delay killed me. I was not able to sell my Pepe at the top. Not that I had a lot. I really didn't. You're really only talking about a couple thousand bucks, if that. But what I learned from that was that's when Pro the Doge called out at the time Grumpy Cat, which later has become Decat. And I just did the simple math. I could have 1 billion Pepe or I could have 100 billion Grumpy Cat, and you know, which is now Decat. And that was it. And I switched over, fell in love with the community, found my spot and said, this is it. You know, there was a part of me that kind of wanted to buy back my old positions when we were at these lows. Like I had 40 million Shiba Inu coins. I had 1 billion Pepe. You know, I had a little bit of XRP and the biggest one that was crazy was my daughter. She somehow got it in her head that Floki was the best. She wanted Floki. And I had like $5 in my crypto.com account. And I said, you know what, I'll buy you some Floki. And I bought her about $5 worth of Floki. And since I bought that $5, Floki has done a 5X. Floki, quite frankly, has outperformed a cat. So she was the better investor than I am. I'm hoping we still have a lot more to go with the cat. But there's a part of me that's kind of kicking myself and saying I should have bought her some more Floki when it was at the bottom. But a lot of the stuff was low. But again, that's when you buy. That's when you accumulate. When it's low and everybody thinks it's dead and over and done, that's when you buy this stuff and you wait for it to go up. The problem is we don't know what's the low and we really don't know if it's going to go up. But that's if you can do that, then you can be rewarded. You have to be patient sometimes and it doesn't always work. But you know, for a lot of these meme coins, Pepe, Doge, Shiba Inu, they're all running right now. And I'm happy for those investors. It's just that, you know, if you want to make the life-changing money, there just wasn't enough zeros in front of those to make it matter. But anyway, what a great time. I hope, you know, my real hope is that Decat goes on enough of a run here that I'm like safely in profit. And no matter what happens, like I'm not going to lose money on my Decat investment. And it really is a matter of just supporting the project and hanging in there and keep growing and letting people see the value in this project and creating content. You know, I had the first song from a Fiverr artist that came out. We had John Harper did a great job with Welcome to the Cat, and actually working on the second artist. So I'm waiting to hear what they do. But again, creating content, I think, is key in adding value to this brand, whether it's the graphic novel, the Decat graphic novel, whether it's finding some great musicians on Fiverr and other talented artists that have other skills, and just start bringing this stuff out so that when you make these videos, when you put stuff out there, it's not just memes, that there really is some quality, that people look at this project and say, what is going on there? This looks like a startup company. This looks like a real company. You know, and that's my hope. And that's what I hope we do, that people say, this is not a pump and dump. These guys really want to do a startup company. They want to work for Decat for the rest of their lives. And that's it. Work towards supporting Decat for the rest of their lives, creating content, creating products, creating this brand, creating this community that supports each other, for creative artists, for entrepreneurs, or just investors that, you know, want to invest in something real instead of these pump and dump, like, oh, take your profit. You got to take your profit. It's never a bad time to take profit. Well, no wonder none of this stuff ever works, because as soon as it starts to go up, everybody takes the profits and, you know, it stymies the project. But that's, you know, human nature. People are like that, and that's bound to happen. But it was great to see it go up. I hope we keep going up. But thanks for listening. So I just want to do an update. Yeah, we're pulling back a little bit, but we went so far so fast in the last couple of days that if you're ever worried about me and in my investing, right now you don't have to worry. And whether I should take profit or not, right now I do plan on taking some profit as we go up, but we haven't reached those levels yet. I don't want to sell like a third of my investment for a few thousand dollars and then 3 weeks later be like, wow, if I had held on to that third, it'd be now worth $100,000 or $1 million, you know, in a couple months or whatever it takes. But there are times, yes, I've thought about it, and like, when do I take this profit? I'd like to make my investment back, and that way I know I'll never lose money on this investment. And then I'd like to be able to make enough money to have my wife not want to kill me anymore, that we can do some improvements on the house and maybe buy a car. I would love to be able to quit working full time and then support Decat full time. And that would be the next bag that I would sell. And that's probably, who knows, maybe $250,000. And then after that, you wait for the big push into the multi-billion dollars. And then you would sell for millions. And that would be the life-changing money, not just for me, but for my kids. And that would be the game changer. And then I would just keep at least $1 trillion that I just wouldn't touch, that would always be there for, you know, the family, for whatever. And we would just build around that. But when you accumulate, when you get $3 trillion, over $3 trillion, it gives you options. And just to be transparent and honest, I don't plan to hold on all $3 trillion forever. There are times when I do plan to take some profit and hopefully use that money and bandwidth to keep Decat going and keep supporting. I call it Obi-Wan. Remember when Obi-Wan Kenobi dies in Star Wars, he gets struck down, but he only becomes stronger and is more powerful. And that's the way I feel, that, you know, at times when these key members sell, that hopefully they basically go Obi-Wan. They're not selling to abandon the project. They're selling to support the project, that now they can work full time and now they have the resources to support this project the way, you know, it should be supported, and be able to create content and do these amazing things. And that's what I hope. Hopefully we can do that in the next few weeks to the next few months here, as we hopefully get on exchanges and just keep growing and growing and growing, and hopefully people notice Decat. But anyway, thanks for listening to everybody out there. It's been a great couple days, and I hope we get going again. But unfortunately, when you do pump really fast, a lot of people, they're just coming in to make profits, and once they feel like they have their profits, they sell. So, but hopefully we keep stair stepping up. Thanks for listening, everybody, and hopefully I'll have a new update. I am going to be going on vacation, in a couple of days, so I'm enjoying. You may not hear from me for a while, but at any rate, I hope you are having a great spring, and hope your team does well in all the basketball tournaments coming up. I'm a Carolina guy, so go Tar Heels. Take care, everybody. Hope everything's going well for your investments. Thanks.